Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
It's like a sauna. You don't have to go to the sauna. You're in the sauna.
Can confirm. I played golf in pants yesterday.
What is wrong with you? Why didn't you wear shorts?
We're on a cart. No big deal.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Wide-ranging, a large swath of the country dealing with this heat.
Today, Davenport could see 109 for a heat index, 107 in Des Moines, 105 in the Twin Cities, and that will continue to spread east. Chicago is under excessive heat warnings through tomorrow for extreme heat risk.
In Milwaukee as well.
It's like a sauna. You don't have to go to the sauna. You're in the sauna.
What I always appreciate about all of these sound bites from people talking about the heat is like this. This is when news just kind of jumps the shark a little bit. Let's go find out what people think of the heat.
It's warmer than I like. Oh. It's a little hard to breathe.
Okay, really?
All right, very well. All right.
Doing good. Just slowing down a little bit. We didn't bring water today. We probably should have.
Yeah, probably should have brought some water then.
Stay hydrated and make the best of it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, see, if you'd watched the news earlier, sir, you would have known that you should drink water today.
Like this one.
I have to go to work after this, but I think that a stop home to wash off a little bit is going to be in order.
Yeah, okay.
Wash off a bit. Paints a picture, doesn't it?
So this should be it. We'll get a little bit of respite tomorrow. I'll have to ask Brian about that. Like, this is the worst of it, we think, right? And then it'll get a little bit better.
Yeah, later on in the high week. Temperature tomorrow is 79 degrees, which would feel comfortable since we're at a high of 93. And he doesn't even have, who's on duty today? Tyler Moore. He doesn't even have like heat index listed for Wednesday. So
all right.
At 7 o'clock, it was already 86 or 87 degrees.
Man, we've all been there. I've been sent out to do that story.
Sir, what do you think of the heat?
Sir, ma'am, how you doing today?
Hey, construction guy, how are you feeling today?
Hot jobs. That's on somebody's board today. Hot jobs.
Hot jobs.
People who have to work in the heat.
Right. I've seen some
changes, but it's getting... I think anything over like 72 degrees should be criminal.
Criminal? Who are you going to put in jail?
Just because somebody said it doesn't mean it's got to be on the news.
And the heat! My God, the heat!
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
A day before they got to cut down their roster to 53, the Packers trade for a guy. Got themselves a backup quarterback.
Haskins, time. Touchdown, Tennessee. It's Bryce Oliver again, who he found earlier for a long score.
Malik Willis is patient. You have the slot
Malik
receiver.
Malik Willis' final play with the Tennessee Titans against the Saints in preseason action. Now he is a Green Bay Packers backup QB. They traded a seventh rounder for him. Green Bay must not be terribly impressed with their backup options for Jordan Love, although given that week one is a week from Friday, it's possible that Love's backup will still be either Sean Clifford or Michael Pratt. Don't know if they can get Willis up to speed in time, but he is their guy now, or at least he's on the team. SI.com says this about him. Two league sources were dubious of the move.
Hmm.
Both said Willis is a good athlete with a big arm. Both also said he has processing issues, which could come into play as he has to learn Green Bay's playbook in a hurry.
Well, either way, it sounds like a project. Don't we have a couple of projects already?
Yeah. So you throw a seventh rounder at him and you have a guy that maybe, who knows, maybe could give you a game or two if you need him later on.
Well, if we need him in week one, then we're in bigger trouble
than
we'd like to talk about.
They cut down the roster 3 p.m. today, Central Time.
Brewers back home tonight against the Giants. New parking rules will be in effect. So this is the park and scan system. You drive right into the lot, and then once you've parked, you scan a QR code. And whether you're either paying right there or you're registering your prepaid parking. Brewers VP of Communication Tyler Barnes on Wisconsin's Morning News says it's ready to go, even though there was that glitch-filled opening day debut.
There was testing in multiple lots, and really the system worked flawlessly. Now we're in a spot where we're very comfortable rolling this back out and look forward to doing it with the Giants series next week.
Lots open 3 hours before the game if it makes you nervous, so you can get there. It's a 7:10 first pitch. And again, the Brewers insist this is a better system if it's operating properly, and they have been testing it for some time.
History at Fenway, the oldest park in the country, saw something on Monday that has never been seen before. A player played on both teams.
What?
His name is Danny Jansen, not to be confused for Dan Jansen. Danny Jansen is a
the
catcher.
Speed skater? I was not confused by that. That's right.
Different guy.
Had not occurred to me.
Danny Jansen was playing for the Blue Jays for a game against the Red Sox. However, that game was rained out. He was batting as the game was rained out. Yesterday, they finished the game and he was catching. Here's the thing that's crazy. Someone else had to finish his original at bat. Here's how it sounded on ESPN.
As we go back to the second inning of June 26th. And strike number one as he fouls that back, and that's when the rains hit and shut down the ball game.
So they called that game. He was a Blue Jay here. He got his foul
and
ball.
So we pick it up as a suspended game for game number one. So now and now Danny Jansen, a month later, traded to the Boston Red Sox, and here he is behind the plate in a Red Sox uniform.
He's catching.
And ready to catch the rest of what was his at-bat.
It was his at-bat. And it was 0-1 was the count, so then Varsho was pinch hitting for him, and he finished the at-bat. Here's the crazy part. If it had been 0-2, rules would have given it to him as his at-bat. So Varsho would have finished an at-bat that was his own, if that makes sense. So the pinch hitter...
It did not make sense.
If had there been one more pitch...
Am I just dense today?
Had there been one more pitch, it would have been considered his at-bat in the stat.
I see. Okay. Statistically.
Yeah. So he could have caught his own strikeout.
Not physically, but as the stats would read, right?
Yes. He would have gotten a strikeout for it even though he was catching.
Baseball's been around for a minute. Not very often you see something new, right? That's never happened before. 7:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News. We got Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski live next.
I think anything over like 72 degrees should be criminal.
Where did you get that from?
To some lady upset with the heat.
Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski on live with us this morning. 72. That's tough living. Yeah,
man, head to Alaska. I don't know. I mean, it's
I mean, 72 is barely even beach weather.
Doesn't surprise me though. I mean, there are people who like, you know, I could say this is a near perfect day. It's, you know, 75 degrees sunshine, and they'll be like, ugh, no, 40 and rain.
All right, so
what are you talking about?
Let's walk through today. This heat index number, that's where you take, much like a wind chill, sort of in reverse, you factor in the humidity, and they say this is your feels like temperature of 100, between 100 and 110.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you factor in the humidity, it is going to be the hottest we've been all season. There was a stretch in June where we had actual temperatures that were a little bit higher. We had some middle 90s and even a couple upper 90s, but we didn't have the humidity with that round of heat. This time we do, and yes, it is. It's those couple days that we get maybe once a summer where you really have to actually kind of adjust yourself a little bit, like make some different decisions. If you're someone who has to go for that run, do it now, early in the morning or late in the evening. If you are someone who works outside, I feel for you. It stinks. Hopefully your boss, this is my pitch to the employers out there, make sure you're lessening the workload on your workers who are outside today and finding ways to keep them cool. Because, 110 can be dangerous. If you overdo yourself, heat exhaustion, you know, and worse, heat stroke.
Talking with Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski. All right, potential for storms this afternoon and evening. Yep. Is that a guarantee, or what are you watching?
No, not a guarantee. And even the little storms that clipped us last night, I'm going to see how things play out. I'm going to hop on my laptop here and kind of look at things. A lot of times when you get storms overnight and you have some lingering cloud cover, like we do in parts of the area right now, that can really throw a wrench in things. So while we just talked about the potential for extreme heat, the storms last night may end up helping us out today and keeping us maybe 10 degrees cooler than we were expecting. I still think there's potential for these clouds to break apart. All the mixing that happened from the storms, you know, goes away and we soar with the temperatures. But there is a small chance of that. Now, either way, in the afternoon, we could see some redevelopment. And the ingredients are there that if we do see any storms this afternoon, they will have the potential to be severe. Not thinking major tornado outbreak, but yeah, your severe storm with the potential for damaging wind and large hail.
Obviously something we got to keep an eye on today. Thanks, Niz. Yep. Appreciate it.
You bet, guys. We'll see you later.
It's like a sauna. You don't have to go to the sauna. You're in the sauna.
Can confirm. I played golf in pants yesterday.
What is wrong with you? Why didn't you wear shorts?
We're on a cart. No big deal. Brewers manager Pat Murphy, our guest on Brewers 360 at 7:45.
Consumer Reports. Are you aware of Consumer Reports? Ever use that?
The publication?
Yeah.
Yes, and now mostly online, right? Mm-hmm. Check Consumer Reports, right?
Pretty helpful.
What does Consumer, I want to buy a new stove. What does Consumer Reports say? Are the five best stoves?
Or what's the best cars of 2024?
Yes, right. That's always a big issue.
Yeah, well, for the first time, Consumer Reports is ranking the top used cars.
Among the top used vehicle picks, a 2017 Chevy Cruze, a 2020 Mazda CX-9, and a 2020 Buick Envision.
So they just actually picked used cars. I thought it'd be more, I didn't realize they'd give us a year of what the best used car is, but Chevy Cruze 2017, that's the best one, they say.
It sounded almost like they were talking about one specific car.
like Barry's.
Yes.
Barry's Chevy Cruze.
Listen, if you go online, Barry in Flagstaff, Arizona is selling his 2017 Chevy Cruze. Look, he's got it marked at $16,000. So, and that's a really good deal. So
that would be pretty awesome.
Reach out to Barry if you're interested. Wait, didn't it sound like a car?
Yeah, you're right. Here, let me hear it again now.
Among the top used vehicle picks, a 2017 Chevy Cruze, a 2020 Mazda CX-9, and a 2020 Buick Envision.
But that Buick Envision has been parked outside a lot because they only have a one-car garage, so it may be a little weathered, but you got to think about that before.
Plus, Larry's selling that, and he's sold other cars before, and he does not have a five-star review on Yelp.
So, thank you, Consumer Reports. Now we know.
This report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com. Got this text from a friend. I will take a wild guess. Joe Vetrano is not going for this parking system.
At MFM.
Starts today. Important reminder, if you're heading out to the ballpark at American Family Field for tonight's series or anything in the rest of the regular season and into the playoffs, the new parking system will be in effect tonight. This is the one that the Brewers debuted on opening day. Didn't work right. They shut it down for the whole rest of the season. They've been spot testing it for the last several weeks. They say it's working swimmingly now.
Yeah.
And how it works is instead of paying at the front end of the lot and having a big old line to get into the parking lots, what you do is you drive right into the lot of your choice and you park. And once you park, then you get your phone out. You look for a QR code that is posted around that lot. You scan the code. And if you've prepaid for parking, then you activate that parking at that time. It walks you through the process. If you need to pay, then you do that there all digitally through the app.
Put in your credit card and whatever.
Right. It'll take you right there. But in terms of my dad, I mean, this is the guy who almost missed the National League Championship Series with his team that he has followed since its inception and loves baseball and almost didn't go because that's when they went to the digital tickets and he lost his mind.
Was not going
to go. I'm not going to come. Like, Dad, would you call, like, he, you know, he's a partial season ticket holder. I'm like, he has a guy. Yeah. Like, call your guy. Like, he'll walk you through it. Like,
yeah,
it'll be okay. Also, buy a smartphone. It wasn't that long ago. So it's going to be okay.
We'll get through it together.
Provided the system works as it's supposed to. The problem with opening day is it didn't work right. And Interstate Parking, which ran the system, kind of fell on their sword and said, yep, we had connectivity issues. Brewers and Interstate think they've got it all worked out. So it will be in effect tonight, 7:10, first pitch. And we'll talk to Brewers manager Pat Murphy next on Brewers 360.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Brewers back home for a quick three-game set against the Giants. We start tonight with a 7:10 first pitch at American Family Field. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And on Tuesdays, we talk to the skipper, Brewers manager Pat Murphy, live with us this morning. What's up, Murph?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Murph, we were told that there's a certain spot in the dugout that you can stand where you'll get like the air conditioning and the blow kind of from the clubhouse so you can cool off during the hot games.
I don't know about that spot. Where'd you hear that from?
That's what McKelvey told
us. McKelvey told us.
McKelvey doesn't know. He's never been in the dugout.
Well, he certainly doesn't belong in there. That's true.
So no place then to cool down.
I'm not sure. I'm not worried about hot and cold during the game. You guys know that.
In terms of your players, anything special you do for the guys and just reminding them to stay hydrated and such? It's going to be hot tonight, roof open or closed, depending.
No, there's no question. I mean, these guys understand. They're elite athletes, and they're hydrating all the time. It's part of it, whether it's hot or cold. You know, it's something that it's become normal for them. Guys my age, we don't understand it. We didn't drink water except out of the hose some hot summer days. Right. That was it.
So you got this three-game set here against the Giants. You come off a series win in Oakland, and I give you credit. Like those, especially when fans look at it, you see a team that's going nowhere in Oakland. They're on their way out. They don't have the stats that the Brewers have. Oh, we should sweep them. We should sweep. I'll take a series win. Those are they've got. And you said the other night they've got good players on that team.
There's no doubt. They're hungry, scrappy, very similar club actually, but. You know, it's Major League Baseball, all 30 teams, anybody can beat anybody any given night, and that shows up literally every week. You can have the Dodgers losing to the Rockies. You can have, anybody losing to anybody. It's hard to win a Major League game, and, you guys know our situation and how much youth we have and how many injuries we've had. We're going game by game. That's all we can do.
So the A's are done in the Coliseum. Did you take a moment to appreciate being in that venue one last time, or is that not really a thing for you?
No, I did. I mean, I've got a little history there just because one of my best friends in the world pitched there, Bob Welch, and Bob's no longer with us. So, that it meant a lot. My kids came up for it, my young kids, because they've heard me talk about Welchie, and we say that he's our guarding angel. So it was important to them to be there. So they came up, took pictures. It was a nice moment. A lot of great people there, a lot of great history in Oakland. It's a sad thing for baseball to think that there won't be Major League Baseball there.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's appreciate your candor with that, Coach.
My pleasure.
When you were in Arizona, did you ever have a game as hot? Was there like any like 121 degree games or anything just like crazy out of there?
We had a first game of a regional, NCAA regional in Tempe. We played at Diablo Stadium, where the Angels play their spring training, and it was so hot that none of the fans sat in the seats. They sat under the they stood under the concourse. So you're looking at a regional final versus UNLV. I think it was 05, and all the fans, there's no fans in the stands. They're all underneath the concourse where it's at least not the sun isn't burning down on them. So. Yeah, there's been some memorable ones there in Tempe.
Yeah, but Skip, it's a dry heat.
Yeah, it's only a dry heat.
Yeah, a dry heat you can cook with.
What do you know about the Giants? What do you see coming up in this short three-game set before you get out on the road?
Oh, they're very much in it. They're trying to survive right now. They're very much in it. They're a 500 team, but they're playing in an unbelievable division that's really hot. And they've got a great young team, too. They got some youth. They got just enough experience. And they got a number one on the mound tonight in Webb, who everybody knows can beat anybody.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360. Best of luck in this short homestand here and then back out on the road late this week. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
And Brewers and Giants, it's a 7:10 first pitch at American Family Field tonight. I don't think Skip has to worry about scanning a QR code for the parking.
He can just park where he needs to.
They've got a spot for it. 7:49, Mark Tauscher next.
Idea Man.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside.
Innovator.
Do we know who that reporter was, fellas? Do you guys know who that young man was? Oh, it was my partner, my cohort,
no,
at 9 o'clock. Yes, it was.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
For August, tensions are way too high for him. So he used Wildy as his little stooge, and I guarantee you, Wildy filled his britches a little bit.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Curse to me, Tausch. I love how you and Wildy both use this here program as a dumping ground for one another.
Yeah, it's
take
it's
your
been
shots
fun.
Right
I know.
Here.
Yeah, Jason, I know, kind of threw the first shot when he subbed in for me, telling me that he's Lou Gehrig, and then now, obviously, he and the head coach for the Green Bay Packers have a fun relationship. So, yeah, this is our little trial balloon. We throw stuff out, and then if I get good reaction from you guys, I'll say, okay, this is something, and if not, then we just kind of move on.
You test out the material here to see if it's a bit for your show. All right, good. Well,
exactly.
Glad to help you.
Yeah.
So how do you think...
Yeah, just market research.
How do you think the quarterback room is today when Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt get in there with Jordan Love and just kind of sit down and...
Hey, guys.
Heard we traded for another guy. Huh.
Yeah, it's... I would guess awkward. I do wonder if, and I know the final cuts are, I think, 3 o'clock this afternoon. So I'm sure before they go into meetings and everything else. But this is just the reality of, you know, football and how competitive these spots are, especially at the quarterback spot. So you kind of got the sense when Matt LaFleur was talking post game after that preseason game on Saturday that they weren't super happy with where that room was. So they decided to upgrade and, you know, in their mind, try to bring somebody in that maybe has a little bit different skill set that can, in a pinch, go out there and play. But there's a reason. I mean, he's a high draft pick. Tennessee, it did not work out. So I think it's one of those cases where Brian Gutekunst is always looking for value. And when he has a position that he doesn't feel super secure about and doesn't have a ton of trust, I think he makes that move. So those guys, I'm guessing one of them will be gone. One of them will be on the practice squad. And this is, you want to be in that room. You just want to keep giving yourself more bites at the apple so that you can continue to improve, so that you can have a nice long career. And this is going to be just a setback for both of these guys, because I think they both were really thinking, this is a great opportunity. I'm having a chance to be a backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. And when that goes away, you're obviously going to be incredibly disappointed.
So the Packers traded a seventh rounder for Malik Willis of the Tennessee Titans.
How do the cuts work, Tausch? Like, does everybody get a one-on-one with a position coach or with LaFleur, or do you just get a text? Or, like, how do guys get whacked?
So fortunately for me, I was only cut once. That was the end of my career. So it was – I just remember when I was a rookie, I thought, if you don't answer the phone, they can't cut you. And I had a pretty good inkling I was going to make the team. But I also was, you know, I'm going to go out and golf, and I just won't have my phone with me. And genius. I'm going to show up on Tuesday when practice starts. But no, it's
– Well, we'd like to get cut a call, Tauscher, but see, we can't reach him. So I guess
he's on – can't get a hold of him.
He's
so,
on the team. Cut,
you know,
the other
he's
guy.
Got, he's – he just keeps showing up. But you get the call from a 920 number and bring your playbook in. And, you know, everybody is obviously on pins and needles, especially if you're kind of on that bubble. So you go in and, I think typically the one nice thing, and you see this on Hard Knocks, I think the head coach and the general manager, I think they appreciate your efforts and want to make sure you know that they do. And also, I think giving some feedback. And what you hope to hear is, we love you, your numbers aren't there, we'd like to have you on the practice squad. And if they say it's time for you to go and get into another line of business, that's when it probably stings the most.
Packers cut down for the NFL by 3 o'clock this afternoon. Thanks, Tausch.
You bet, guys.
They can't find me, they can't cut me. I love that line.
It's genius. Right? It's a great move.
Couldn't get a hold of Tausch, I guess. Cut the other guy. He answered?